It's 5:04. I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Vermont could be on pace for a record turnout in the November general election. With 3 weeks left to go, early voting has already surpassed previous records, according to the Secretary of State's office. As of Wednesday morning, more than 110,000 Vermonters have already voted. That's well ahead of early voting in prior elections, and it's one-third of the total votes cast in 2016. As hearings continue today for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy began his questioning by focusing on the Affordable Care Act. Leahy asked Judge Barrett whether she'd ever written in defense of the ACA. Barrett pushed back, noting that some of her writing questioning the statutory basis for the law were done in an academic, not judicial capacity. Leahy then pressed the question.
My question was, did you ever write or speak out in defense of the ACA, whether as a academic or as a member of the judiciary? That's a pretty simple question.
No.
To be answered, yes or no?
No, I've never had occasion to speak on the policy question.
Hearings on Barrett's nomination are scheduled to continue through tomorrow. Four new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Vermont today, according to the Vermont Department of Health. The cases are in Chittenden, Rutland, Caledonia, and Orleans counties. To date, nearly 1,900 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the state. More than 175,000 people have been tested, and no one in Vermont is currently hospitalized with the disease. Eye in the Sky forecast, seeing partly cloudy skies tonight, lows mid-30s to mid-40. Currently, it's 61 degrees in Montpelier, 63 in Rutland, and 64 degrees in Bennington. For VPR News, I'm Kari Anderson.